Please be quiet. We need to start now. Thank you. Quiet, please. All right. Next up, we've got Axel, who's going to be talking to us about reducing container image sizes with eBPF and Podman.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Axel Stefanini. I'm a software engineer at Red Hat. And today, I'm going to talk about how can you tackle the problem of bloated images. And we will see how Podman and eBPF can be used to target this problem. So we will see today why you should reduce your container images, how Podman and the OCI, Open Container Initiative, spec can be used. eBPF and containers, how they can work together. And I will do a demo, because I think that showing my code running is probably way clearer than the slide that I'm going to show. So depending on the context and what you are doing with your images, in an enterprise context, usually you want to reduce your container size just to avoid CVEs. You don't want to be called at 2 a.m. in the morning because there is one image tagged with 10 CVE vulnerabilities. And especially sometimes your image is tagged, but this is just a shared library that is not even used. But how can you determine what's being used and what's not inside your image? There is obviously the network bandwidth. Bigger is your image, more network it will use. And also the starting time, a 5 megabyte image will obviously start faster.